Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Exultet caelum laudibus, resultet terra gaudis, apostolorum gloriam, sacra canut solemnia. Vos secli justi judices, et vera mundi lumina, votis precamur cordium, audite prece supplicum. Qui celum verbo clauditus, serasque eius solviti, nos a peccatis omnibus solvite iusu quae sumus. Quorum precepto subditor salus et languor omnium, sanate egros moribus, nos redentes virtutibus. Ut cum iudex advenerit Christus in fine seculi, nos sempiterni gaudi, faciat esse cum potes. Deus sint laudes gloriae, quidat nos evangelici, per vos doctrinis instrui et prosequi celestia. Amen. You are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial. I have lived among you as one who ministers to others. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have lived among you as one who ministers to others. I no longer call you servants, but friends. For I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his Beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I no longer call you servants, but friends, for I have shared with you everything I have heard from my father. A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ come to full stature. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Make known his wonders to every people. How glorious God is. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. When all things are made new, and the Son of Man is enthroned in majesty, you will sit in judgment over the 12 tribes of Israel. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem angeles suae, ecce enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When all things are made new, and the Son of Man is enthroned in majesty, you will sit in judgment over the 12 tribes of Israel. My brothers and sisters, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the farthest corners of the world. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach your good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all to you through his blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Strengthen in us, O Lord, the faith by which the blessed Apostle Bartholomew clung wholeheartedly to your Son, and grant that through the help of his prayers your church may become for all nations the sacrament of our salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.